With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Speaking with reporters, President Trump says Russia will face tariffs if it cannot agree on ending the war in 50 days.
If it's not done, if we don't have an agreement in 50 days, that's what we're doing, secondary tariffs. And they're biting. And I hope we don't get to the point where we do, but I've been hearing so much talk. It's all talk. It's all talk, and then missiles go into Kiev and kill 60 people. It's got to stop.
The president met with the head of NATO at the White House earlier and is threatening to punish Russia with 100% tariffs. The man accused of killing two women at a Kentucky church and wounding a state trooper in separate shootings had been expected in court for a domestic violence hearing the next day. Guy House was fatally shot by police on Sunday at Richmond Road Baptist Church. Search crews watching high water levels in hopes of conditions improving enough for them to resume looking for flood victims in Texas. The July 4th floods killed at least 132 people. Authorities believe more than 160 may still be missing in Kerr County, 10 more in neighboring areas. Former President Biden defending his use of the auto pen in face of stiff criticism from President Trump.
When it comes to the pardons and commutations he granted toward the end of his term, Biden said he made every single one of those decisions. He told the New York Times he did not personally sign the paperwork and he approved use of an auto pen device because there were several thousand warrants. Biden argued that use of the auto pen is legal and said President Trump and other GOP critics are lying when they claim he was incapacitated and that his aides misused the auto pen. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. Baylor University does an about-face.
The Texas school, which is the largest Baptist school in the world, has decided not to accept a grant of nearly $650,000 to promote, quote, LGBT inclusion and belonging in churches. Baylor President Linda Livingstone says the grant would not be consistent with the university's statement on human sexuality, which is what a slew of critics said when the school agreed to accept the grant 2 weeks ago, sparking a firestorm of controversy. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A church deacon who helped thwart a mass shooting at his Michigan church last month has received a reward. Richard Pryor used his 2018 Ford F-150 pickup to ram the gunman who was threatening Cross Point Community Church in Wayne. This gave security the time to fatally shoot that assailant. Pryor has been giving a 2025 Ford F-150 pickup by Jeff Demmer Ford in Wayne to replace his other vehicle. This is SRN News. France celebrating Bastille Day with parades and festivities nationwide. The holiday marks the 1789 storming of the Bastille prison, a pivotal moment in the French Revolution. As we hear in this BBC report, French President Macron announcing more than $7 billion in extra military spending because of new and unprecedented threats.
In somber tones, President Macron warned that France must mobilize in the face of global upheaval. He emphasized the threat posed by what he called the imperialist policies of Russia, as well as the reduced U.S. commitment to European security. Mr. Macron told French generals and ministers that they were at a pivotal moment, and peace would depend on the decisions they took now. He stressed the need for joint European development of advanced weapons. Only through strength, he said, would the continent remain the master of its own destiny.
More details at srnnews.com.